Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Dead Chinaman, Papua New Guinea, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, my grandma's funeral, Chap That Ass, an interview with hunting gurus, the Buck Brothers, and the unveiling of the fourth primary color with your co-hosts, Malls, The Voice, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
I got a massive dirty look when you went through the show lineup.
She really hates Chap That Ass.
She makes it seem like I have some control over what goes on in this show, and I don't. It's just apparent. Welcome, everyone, to episode 169 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Again, it was episode 169. Are there not going to be any jokes, giggles? 69, Molly.
Wiener.
Molly, you're really good at this, 69. I guess we would both have to be good.
Yeah, we're
we
both
would
pretty
both
good.
Both have to be good at 69.
Yeah.
I just go.
Blake Clayton.
It makes you seem like you do a lot more work with the more noise you make. That's what I've noticed.
Is that how that ass gets chapped?
Yeah. Exactly. Don't read ahead.
Oh, sorry.
All right, folks. Welcome again to episode 169 of A Burns When I Pee. First, when you look into his eyes, you can see the emptiness and all the void of life. But he's fun to be around. Locks of Love, Jason. Welcome to the show.
I'm dead inside.
That's so horrible.
Oh, sorry, Jason.
Oh.
Does that make you feel better?
Thank you very much.
That makes you feel better, right?
Yes.
All right. You say potato. I say potato. You say tomato, I say The Voice. Let's welcome Justin.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm back.
I love you.
You're the greatest of all time.
And now, starting at guard, number 23. She is guilty until proven innocent. Welcome, my friend, Miles.
My friend. That's a major downgrade from Bride.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I told
no
you.
No 69 tonight.
No. Nope.
Yeah, well, it's because it was written for someone else. But
he who shall not be named.
He shall not pass.
Oh, I'll say it. Voldemort.
No, he's got no nose. Does that mean he can't taste either?
I think so. I'm not sure. But welcome to the show. Molly, thanks for filling in.
Hey, no problem.
You're doing a great job.
All right, thank you.
We just started. We don't give her that.
So
no,
far,
you got to build the confidence.
Now it's just going to go downhill from here.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You gonna? Is that it?
Yeah,
yeah. That's something. That's,
show's over,
yeah. Guys. Don't,
great job.
She did do a good job.
I gave everybody. You got your applause, right?
Yeah.
What else do we want?
You got you. That was Dustin's. Yeah. That was Miles.
Oh boy, they like that. The girls seem to really like it.
Hey.
You're putting out some sort of lesbionic vibe.
Lesbionic.
They do the 69 better.
Thanks for the cue.
I want to really I want to get this show started with a bang. I really want to get it up tempo.
Punch it.
No, but I buried my grandma a week ago, and I don't want to bring the show down, but I do want to bring up the subject of death. And funeral and what you guys think about it. Because my grandmother was she was a Catholic.
Right.
And so they had a Catholic service for her. And it was very odd because there was like a school next door. And they had children come in from school. Like they're part of the ceremony. And they have, they hand Bibles and they plates and bowls to the priest as he does all these little ceremonies with wafers. At one point, he picked up the Bible and kissed it. And I was like, am I watching a funeral tradition here, or am I watching something Tim and Eric are doing? Because I'm just saying, watching Kiss the Bible. And it was just very bizarre.
I was raised Lutheran. Well, I mean, I still am Lutheran, which is, like Catholic light. We were the ones that got kicked out because we wanted to use birth control. And yeah, there's no Bible kissing where I come from anyway.
Well, I think Lutherans probably got some weird shit they do. I mean, every yeah. religion's got things that are like, it's just, we accept it because we see it, you know, with right. some frequency. But, you know, the Muslims have their way. I went to a Buddhist funeral a couple years ago, or just last year.
Was it enlightening?
It, not for me. It was weird. You couldn't touch members of the opposite sex at
oh,
the funeral.
Oh,
God. No.
When I go to a funeral, that's the first thing I want to do.
Just put your hands.
I'm grabbing titties and ass the whole time.
Even the dead ones.
Whatever.
Especially.
They don't move around.
They're not fighting back.
I go all Bill Cosby on their
asses. Exactly. Call back.
Call back from all the way from last week.
When I pass, which very soon, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
You want us to huxtabate with you?
Yes. No, I just want to be cremated. I just want to have everybody do a big podcast.
Yeah.
And I want you to play this one.
The whole time?
Yeah. Just over and over.
This is good, though, because this is what I was kind of getting at, is the different traditions.
We're
now
setting,
we oh,
I thought you meant setting up his last will.
No, I mean
testament.
Masturbating onto him.
Oh, okay.
Right.
After his, yeah.
I want to be cremated. I want there to be a party. I don't want everybody to have to get dressed up in suits and dresses that they wear never.
No religious affiliation.
No, I don't have any religious affiliation. I just want... I want it to be celebrated, not, you know, but don't make it, and don't put me in the ground. I don't want to be put in the ground, and I know that goes against, but just
put him up in a tree instead.
Yeah, hang him from a tree.
Right.
Geocache him.
Geocache. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's good.
That's
oh,
perfect.
Oh, man, that would have been a totally different first date I had when I went geocaching and we would have found a dead body instead
right.
of pieces
well,
of paper.
This? A free pair of shoes? Attached what? To some legs? It's a whole dead person. Sign his leg.
Put him back where you found him.
I was here.
So that's me. That's what I want. Don't do anything else. Anything else will be uncivilized.
God forbid, don't get a sticker for the back of your car. It says in memory of.
Oh, God. I told her that the other day. We were at Hobby Lobby, and, you know, they had those.
Owned by Christians.
Yes, and they had those in memory stickers, like on people's cars, like in memory of so and so.
Oh, okay.
You know? And that's great, but what is it? What is the point of putting that? First
make
of all,
the people behind you at the stop signs feel awkward.
First of all, I have a thing about window stickers, and they're always crooked. Like those family stick people, they're always crooked. It pisses me off. But the person behind me, I want to make feel guilty
yeah.
that somebody in my family died.
That sucks.
I don't.
I won't honk at them if they sit at the red light for too long.
The stickers are always like this huge. They're like a foot long or foot wide. Mm-hmm. But there's so much empty space.
And the closer the dates are together, the worse you feel.
Tighten yeah. that shit up. If you're gonna make it, tighten that shit up to where it makes sense. I don't know. Dustin,
does that chap your ass by chance?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, the furthest I've gone in planning anything about my demise is like what song should be played at my visitation, you know, because I'm a music guy. So,
right.
Of course, it's like I make a playlist for my own death.
What's your top three?
Oh, man, there's so many good ones. Ellis Paul, Jukebox on My Grave is mm-hmm. definitely one. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard that song, look it up, people. It's a great one.
A Friend in Need by Placebo, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
No. Molly, how do you want to be done?
Disposed of?
Well, now they have...
For some reason, your microphone's not working. Did you click it off, maybe, possibly?
So Shake That Thing by Luke Winslow King will probably be another one just because, you know, sentimental value.
That's
just
right.
Keep touching the back of that. We'll skip you for
shake
now.
Shake That Thing.
Yeah. Jason, go ahead.
Boy.
Say something.
Say something.
There you go.
Just go ahead, please. What would you like? What should we do?
No,
to your
I don't
body?
Like that song. It's too depressing.
Swing That Thing?
No, Say Something.
I like that song, but I actually have given thought to this.
What can I do to your body once you're gone?
Well, now
what
they do.
What can't you do?
What they do is you can pick a flower or a tree, mm-hmm. and you're cremated, and your ashes are put in with the tree seedlings or whatever, and you can be planted, and you can grow into a tree.
She wants to be the seed of somebody.
So
seed.
I want to be a weeping willow.
So it'd be some sort of weird tree person hybrid,
yeah.
maybe. You're starting
well,
your own kind of
no,
super
it's just,
race.
It's just
of
your ashes, but it's a way that you can
race.
Live on. And
this
and,
is what Hitler had in mind, I think, right? So are
oh,
you,
that went south.
Are you? Hey, you know what? I'm not part of Hitler Youth. This girl over here is.
No. It's just, you know, in the tree. It'd be,
you want to
be
a
nice.
Weeping willow tree.
I want to be a weeping willow tree. That or a diamond. Because now I think I saw something on Facebook.
Well, that'll take forever.
Where they crush you down and put you into and make you into a stone. That's and then bizarre. You can put the stone in like a necklace or, you know,
a cock ring. Why not?
So I can, what you want me
to, Horus ring.
You want me to crush you, put you into a diamond or a jewel of some kind, and then
pierce your cock.
Pierce my cock.
That's her last.
So wish. What? Any girl that I fuck after that,
you'll I'm fucking her too.
That's how it should be. It's always a three-way. Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Menage a deux. Me, I would like someone to take an ice cream scoop and get as much of my goodies out inside that can help people, I think. And then, to me...
It has to be with an ice cream scoop?
It has to be.
I think they do it a little more... You
know. Nope, I don't. I think you're wrong, for sure. Okay. No, I want one of the
every ice time creams, I tell her that, she gets mad at me.
The ice cream scoops where you press the button and the little thing flips in the back. Right. Yep. That's the kind. That's the medical
one. How was that again?
Well, for our viewers at home, it's like this, where my hand goes back and forth. And then,
that's how I fingered my first girl.
I was going to say, he's single, ladies.
Yeah.
Looks familiar.
You ruined that girl for life. Hey, baby, you want to get fingered?
This is not like how I don't. This is not how my first boyfriend did it.
Don't ever touch me. And I don't want to be filled with embalming fluid. I don't want to be buried. I want to be cremated as well.
Let's do it.
But while Molly, you want to be become one with nature, I think I want to probably take out a little piece of nature. I want to be cremated and have some of my ashes, some of my leavens, if you will, mixed in with gunpowder and used to hunt rare and endangered game, probably.
Pandas.
Right, a panda, right between the eyes. Oh, yeah. Just right between.
Fuck pandas.
The black.
Fuck pandas.
Yeah, no doubt.
What do they ever do to you, Dustin?
Anyway, that's fucking pants. That's the story of my grandma dying.
Well, to take that back, though, I don't think I have ever been to a funeral that I've always been just to memorial services where you gather around. Well, I guess I was at that one funeral. But that I think that's people are getting away from actually having actual religious ceremonies.
It's everything. Every event you have in your life is just a big money grab. Everyone wants just a ton of money. Oh, shit. We're moving on to something else, apparently. You couldn't wait to play your new intro.
It's what his grandma would have wanted.
She held my hand and she said, Jason.
She goes, funk that.
Why is it... Jason, why is it?
Let Blake, don't talk too long, Jason. Let Blake play the intro to Tap That Bay. Grandma?
Grandma? No, I accidentally, I pushed it too early. I thought it was going to be a good cutoff point, and then you the sentence continued, and then it was just.
Why is it? Come on, man, funk that.
Alrighty, folks.
Funk that.
As we can tell by.
Got.
All right, so I apologize. I wasn't trying to cut you off. That was the most insensitive thing I've done today since 7:30.
Yeah, I mean, it was just half an hour ago.
All right, we're going to play Chap That Ass. For those of you that don't know, we just go around the room and tell something that's been bugging us or basically chapping our ass.
Mm, yep.
Jason, since your grandma died, we'll let you go first.
Oh, thank you. That's what she would have wanted. I've got it all written out here. I've got a bit of a rant.
Oh, okay.
You know what really chaps my arse? Do you guys?
What?
When people say these days or back in my day, something in that echelon, when referring to something new or newer that they don't approve of, you always hear, kids these days are always playing their video-styled gaming devices, or in my day, we didn't have electronic computing machines in our purse pockets. First of all, yeah, we know. And second of all, it's called progress. Hey, Granny, time is moving forward, and so is science and technology. You've got to get on board, or at the very least, stop crying the goddamn blues about it. And by the way, the same highfalutin flat-panel monitors that have got you cursing out the poor Sony support team is the same technology that's keeping you alive until the ripe old age of 115. Remember the old crank telephones? How advanced were those 42-pound monsters in 1936? Advanced enough to confuse the hell out of your parents and your parents' parents, but there you were on the party line until the scandalous time of 9:15 p.m. The point is, whether you used to have to walk 3 miles to school or, and now your kid has curbside service, or you accidentally get butt-dialed at 3 a.m. twice a year, but in turn can use that same phone technology to check the sodium content of your favorite restaurant because your doctor told you to be vigilant, things are always getting better, and things will always change. Stop complaining about these days, because these days are the best of your life. And ooh, that's one to grow on.
Nice.
Suck it.
The more you know.
The more you know. Wow, I didn't. My dissertation is only one sentence long. Dustin.
Yeah.
What chaps your ass?
Well, several things, but first we'll discuss that pajama pants are not proper outdoors attire.
Unless you live in Pekin.
Unless you live in Pekin. And
works for me.
We do. I don't know how many times I see people. In fact, tonight, while at work, I had a young couple in their 20s. Both walked in pajama pants.
Both of them?
Both of them. Now, don't get me wrong. I know they're comfortable. I own several pairs. When I go home, I will take my jeans off and put on either my Star Wars ones or some nice flannel ones if I'm feeling a little cold.
I've got two different pairs of Stewie ones, I hear.
Yeah. So, but will I wear them outside? No. Maybe if I'm taking trash out.
You're getting the mail.
No, I have to go to the post office, and yeah, I will put pants on for that.
Don't get the mail.
So, yeah, I don't understand when it switched from being, like, something you wear in the comfort of your own home to, like, I'll just wear my pajamas out. I don't feel like even putting on a pair of sweatpants, which are at least seen as acceptable. Right. Those are workout clothes, you know.
Well, when my grandma, she used to, when she lived in an assisted living place, she would put on lipstick just to go down and get the mail.
Yeah.
Whereas, not, and you know, and I think there used to be you would go out in public, you would go out and you would be presentable.
Right.
And you would, because you're representing yourself and your family. And now it's, hey, we live in Pekin. Who gives a shit?
It's even better when they don't have shoes on and they have like slippers Crocs. Or, you know.
In the 50s and 60s, they used to put on three-piece suits to get on the airplane.
Yeah, you go to a baseball game, they weren't wearing throwback jerseys. They were wearing suits and hats. Yeah. You know,
everybody just wants to be comfortable. I just want to be comfortable.
It's a sign of the times. It's a bygone era.
That's a good Prince album.
Sign of the times. Mm-hmm. Is everything goddamn music to you, Dustin?
Yeah, pretty much.
What, do you have a fucking blog?
Yeah, kind of.
Molly, thoughts on pajama pants? Wear them, not wear them?
I don't wear them out. I'll wear them, but I don't wear them out. Nope.
I don't either.
You know what chaps my ass in the vein of sweatpants? I like the pajamas. I like the ones with the elastic at the bottom. Because I'll wake up in the middle of the night and my pants will have worked their way up to my knees, and it bothers me. Do you guys get that? Yeah.
I don't sleep in pajama pants.
What do you sleep in, Dustin?
Do you sleep naked?
Wouldn't you like
say it slow?
Molly, what chaps your ass?
I have a lot of things that chap my ass, but I'm not really sure. Not really.
Episode 169 is chapping your ass.
I'm really not sure which one to bring up.
All right,
moving on.
Hey, you know, take some time to think about it.
I don't know.
One thing that chaps your ass.
People that call me ma'am. Fuck you. Don't call me ma'am. I'm not old enough to be called ma'am. You call me ma'am when I'm 90 years old. I am not a ma'am yet.
But don't they? They're doing it out of a sign of respect.
No, nope, don't call me ma'am.
Because you're older than them.
No.
What should they call you and still retain?
Biatch!
I wasn't looking. Did you say that, Molly?
Just thank you. Have a good day. Or. Ma'am. No, ma'am.
It's got to be earlier than 90, though, right? You have to be able.
No,
I get called honey sometimes, ooh. And that
honey's fine.
No, not when it's said by somebody younger than you.
Ooh,
like when I have some younger girl who thinks she's being cute and like old school, and she'll call me hun or
love?
Something like that.
She'll
call
you
like,
love?
I'm older than you. Like, don't talk to me like I'm. Yeah, that annoys me.
One of the things that Molly hates about me is that I call every woman waitress that we have dear or honey.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sugar tits.
Just a couple.
He does do that, and that's something that I have gotten used to.
Do you think that maybe it's bothering you of them calling you ma'am because your 40th birthday is coming up soon?
Well, that is.
I just thought it was because she didn't like Webster.
Yeah, to be quite honest.
Ma'am, George. Yeah. George and ma'am.
I have always not liked to be called ma'am. It's not. I didn't like it 10 years ago. I didn't like it.
Have you always liked not to be 40?
Sorry, what was the question Jack asked?
You know what really drives Jason. You know what really chaps my ass?
Any word that has an apostrophe in the middle of two vowels, that just.
That's rough.
Just get rid of ma'am.
It's tough times.
Yeah. Any other one like that?
Forever. I didn't know how to spell that forever.
Yeah.
I had to look it up one day. I think I was texting Molly, and I was like, no, I'm just going to say
Oh, well, one of the things that I wrote down that chaps my ass tremendously is Christmas music in stores, TV, and radio the day after
Thanksgiving.
The day after Halloween.
Yeah.
It was like, it was instant, and like, I hadn't really been going into stores lately because I don't have any money. Mm-hmm. But I've been going into stores. We had to do all, you know, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. And when this came
it
out,
is.
When we're recording
yes, it
this.
Is. When do you celebrate Thanksgiving, Blake?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you Canadian?
Yeah. It's Boxing Day. They're shoving it down our throats. By the time Christmas comes, every year it's earlier and earlier and earlier. Like every year, I find myself going, "I can't believe they're fucking doing this already." Mm-hmm. And Molly, I know you love the channel. Is the radio station playing the Christmas music already?
Yes, it is.
Light Rock 106. It's like it's after 5 p.m. though.
No,
right?
It's all night.
I love
it
Christmas
started,
music.
Started Monday, I think.
That's ridiculous.
I at least wait till after Thanksgiving.
Well, of course you love Christmas music. It's music.
Yeah, but the Christmas music I play is not your stereotypical Christmas music.
What is it?
If you come to Co-op, I have a whole Christmas playlist. And it's like
Run DMC.
Yeah, that definitely. Any punk rock or like, I got Twisted Sister Christmas, and you know like. Mr. Hankey's Christmas album, The Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
They have a Christmas album?
Oh, it is great.
Can I say that Burn in Hell by Twisted Sister is the greatest rock and roll song ever made?
That's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, isn't it?
God damn right it is. Yeah. You mentioned them. I just had to throw that in there. That does not chap my ass. I love that song.
Well, pre-Christmas come, I don't like. It just by the time Christmas comes, I hate it.
Did he say pre-Christmas come?
Yes, is I did. Pre-Christmas come. Since I'm okay, I've never been into Christmas.
Sounds sexual.
Premature. He's never been to a premature Christmas ejaculation.
I've never really been into Christmas. And when I married Molly, it was in the wedding vows. It said, Willeth thy you put up with Christmas? And I was like, I do.
I saw the video. I can witness that.
Right. And so I deal with it to a certain extent, but it's just by the time Christmas comes, you're done with Christmas and you want it to be over with.
Yeah.
I say, play it the week before Christmas.
Chaps that ass.
Anything chap anybody ass? Because we got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I bet he's got a manifesto written over there.
Yeah, we're gone long already.
It frustrates me when people tell you that you can't shop on Thanksgiving.
Oh my god.
I love Christmas, and I would be shopping in the middle of July for Christmas presents if I could.
Well, that's fine. You can shop in the middle of July. That doesn't have you don't have to go out the night of Christmas at 2 a.m. to stand in line.
Me and I Thanksgiving,
Black Friday,
punch it.
Molly hates doing this show. She literally hates doing this show.
Why? You're so good at it.
Molly, it wasn't you, it was the time. We're on a time crunch. We don't do 3-hour episodes anymore. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
No, I wasn't. I haven't been listening.
Oh. Somehow she's not one of the three.
So, I guess,
if we're going to move on, I missed out on the last couple episodes, and I was really hoping that you guys hadn't done Spaghetti Western.
Nope, we didn't.
And luckily, you had not. So yeah. I do get to hear what is going on after that cliffhanger of a ending the last time. So, yeah.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's shaddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
When we last left our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, he was three knuckles deep in a three-way duel with Dastardly Dirk and Hector Dirty Sanchez. As the sun set in the west, the three men stood in the middle of Main Street in Hatchet Wound, Texas, each man's eyes squinting with intensity. Who will be the fastest draw? Who would survive? Strap on your chaps, and let's join our hero.
Oh my God!
What the hell happened? Where did that shot come from?
I didn't even get my gun out of the holster. Looks like he's dead, though.
But how?
It was Deputy Shivers. He shot Hector.
Gee, thanks, Peggy. Yes, it was me. I shot Hector Dirty Sanchez.
But why, Possum? Why did you do it?
Because Hector took something from me many, many years ago. Something very dear to me.
Did he kill someone in your family? Rape your sister? Steal your land?
No. He took my Chinese crested from me.
Oh, dear God. You killed him over a dog? I was about to have my vengeance on Sheriff Dick Justice once and for all, and you screw it all up because of an ugly dog you had years ago?
I love that dog, but I love that man even more.
Wait, I'm getting confused.
Are you saying what I think you're saying, Deputy?
I'm with Peggy here. I'm fucking lost.
Hector was my lover. You know, it just feels good to finally say that out loud. Anyway, he was my everything. But one morning, he just up and left. No note, no goodbye, and he even took the dog with him.
Now, there, Deputy Shivers.
There, nothing, Peggy. Deputy Shivers just killed a man in cold blood. I gotta arrest you, Possum.
So, this situation we got here between us, Sheriff, we calling a timeout? Halftime or a tie or something? What are we doing here? I've still got Peggy's leg.
With all due respect, Sheriff, if I wouldn't have killed him, he may have killed you.
With all due respect, I'm pretty tired of being made into a fourth character here. If you read my contract, you will see...
Enough! Come on, Possum. I'm taking you up. I've got to take you in. God damn it, I read that wrong.
No, Sheriff, you can't do this. There will be nobody to hold me up.
Peggy, I'm a sheriff first, justice before friendship. I'm sorry, Possum. You're going to have to hand over your piece.
I'm sorry, Sheriff. I can't give it to you. I've waited 13 years to have my revenge on Hector for breaking my heart. If you want my piece, you'll have to take it out of my cold, dead hands.
But it doesn't have to be this way, Possum. Don't be stupid.
Hello, people! Is anybody paying attention here to the guy holding up the wooden leg?
Dastardly Dirk, maybe a pistol in your face will shut you up for a minute. Now, this situation here with Deputy Shivers is a tense moment and takes priority over you and your ego. So if you'll just step back a couple of feet so we can resolve this issue, we can get it to you. Just shut up.
Makes sense, sure.
Peggy. Oh. That's not my line.
Now, Sheriff, I ain't going to let you take Deputy Shivers to jail for killing Hector. Put down your gun.
Peggy, you don't know how to shoot that thing. You're going to hurt yourself. Put the gun down.
You put your gun down, Justice.
So, let me bring everyone up to speed here. Sheriff Justice has a gun pointed at Deputy Shivers, who has a gun pointed at the Sheriff. And Peggy has her gun pointed at the Sheriff, too. And I'm sitting here holding a wooden leg.
Thanks, Dirk. I can see how some listeners would be getting a little confused. I think we're confused ourselves. But a quick review. That was a good idea.
Sheriff, I ain't going to jail. I'm a deputy lawman, and I can shoot anyone I feel is going to cause danger to this fine town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. Hector was a bad, bad man. If I wouldn't have killed him, he would have shot you, or even worse, broke another man's heart.
Drop your gun, Possum. I ain't gonna warn you again. Don't make this a bloody mess.
Put down your gun, Justice. I love you, but I will shoot you between the eyes if you don't drop that gun.
Move him on, hit him up, hit him up. Move him on, hit him up, rawhide.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new Harrowing Adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time, Shame Dick channel.
Boy.
Whew!
I'm sweating bullets over here. Pun intended.
Did you have any idea that Deputy Shivers was a homosexual?
Good for him.
I knew that from the first episode. I read between the lines, but I couldn't believe he shot that man. That's what I couldn't believe.
Dirty Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Hector Dirty Sanchez.
Gone but not forgotten.
And Molly's voice was even a little higher than... Peggy's voice
was
a little bit... God damn. All right. I've been.
We're breaking the fourth wall here, people.
There's never been a fourth wall on this show. I've been playing this song like nonstop for like the last week, and Molly's tired of it. But we're gonna play it, and I'm gonna probably make her sit here and listen to it. And we're gonna listen to. And this is "Sometimes Wine" by Sunday Valley,
who was
Sturgill Simpson prior to dropping that and becoming Sturgill Simpson.
On these cold and lonely winter nights, let IBWIP wrap you in its warm embrace. However, we cannot accept responsibility if you contract any STDs, and we will deny ever knowing you if you wind up pregnant.
Doesn't say anything about a said baby?
No.
That I must have hit the cutting room floor.
I like to tell you I can make it without.
That was a good song.
It was a good fucking kick-ass song.
I don't know why Molly's tired of it. All right. Contact the show. You know you want to. Yeah, you heard me. So do it. There's a direct line to the podcasting god out there, and people aren't even using it. You'd email the real god if it was available to, wouldn't you? Email Blake at blake@ibwip.com is no different. They're both omnipotent. They smell nice. Or omnipotent, you know, however you want. I prefer potent because, like, when I think of Blake, I think potent. And he is omnipotent. They smell nice. They're on their third wife and recently stopped smoking. And all of the past episodes are not unlike the Bible, as in they are our history, and they can tell you how to live, or at least how to interview fictional characters. You wouldn't let the Bible just sit around collecting dust, would you? So check out the classic IBWIP on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, or IBWIP.com. Follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Vine. Hallelujah.
God, he can write.
I didn't write that.
No.
I'm drinking to forget how drunk I got last night. Slept it off in the driveway, woke up staring down headlights. Moving mountains, swallowing oceans for the bragging rights. I'm drinking to forget how drunk I got last night. So good as it was 10 beers ago. It's funny how time turns places and people into postcards and ghosts. Wedding bells ring somewhere without a bride in sight. She's drinking to forget how drunk she got last night. This is the last time I wanna hear myself say I had every intention to stay away and bottoms up till I fall down. Stumble back onto my side of town on a new night to an old familiar place. Drunk I got last night, surrounded by fellow defeatists, liars and Christmas lights. Now some of these boys want trouble, but I ain't come here to fight. I'm just drinking to forget how drunk I got last night. Now we're drinking to forget how drunk we got last night. At the parking lot part of your backyard till the early morning light. Got the rest of our lives to wonder if our living right now is right. We're just drinking to forget how drunk we got last night. You're just drinking to forget how drunk you got last night. And I'm just drinking to forget.
That was...
God damn it.
What?
You gotta mess with your that thing.
For fuck's sake.
You giving me shoddy ass fucking microphones and shit.
You sound like a robot. You sound like a robot does sound.
Yeah, you're perfect. Don't move.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just don't do anything else. Just don't move.
Don't move. Okay.
Who did we hear just now?
That was Matt Woods with Drinking to Forget.
I like to forget what just happened.
Yeah.
Somebody give me a beer.
I'm going to throw that cord away.
Thank you very much.
Remind me to... That could be the title of the show. It's throw that cord away. You know what? Fuck it. I'll just throw it away right now.
While we were listening
Justin,
to that
help
song.
Me carry it. Help All me right. carry it, because...
You sure you need my help? It's not that long of a cord.
It's pretty long, man. I don't know.
It's thick. You know what they say about
that girth cords. Is awesome.
That girth is awesome.
You know what? While that song was playing, I was looking online, and I found a place that sells formal pajama bottoms.
Really?
I don't know if maybe you guys could go pick up a couple right now.
Oh, sure. You want to...
Yeah, might as well save them for my next wedding, right?
I'm a 32 long.
That's it?
Yeah, you are.
That's it.
Oh!
Here's a woman who knows.
That wasn't his inseam measurement.
Hey, now!
All right. You guys head on out, because we got some guests coming in.
Clip-clop, clip-clop.
That's the noise of you leaving. Oh, Molly. Just you and me, finally.
It's about time. How are you?
Okay.
It's nice to see you.
How are you doing?
I'm better now that you're here.
I'm doing very well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we are so lucky here at IBWIP to get all these excellent interviews. Week after week, usually every other week after every other week, we have an interview. Blake has created, I hate to talk about him behind his back when he's not here, but I'll say good things. Do you have anything good that you want to say about him real quick?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. But he has created such an intricate network that we're able to get virtually anyone in the studio / kitchen to chat with us. And such is the case today as we welcome hunting gurus and entrepreneurs, the Buck Brothers. Gentlemen, thank you so much for making the trip.
What'd you call me?
Hunting guru and entrepreneur.
That's what I put in my fields to make my crops grow.
Woo! Thanks for having us.
No, manure.
No, the
salmanure?
Manure.
Entremanure?
Yeah.
My grandpa had salmanure one time.
I'm an entremanure.
You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ultra manure.
You got a Herb.
Thanks, Butch.
Yes, now we have, I did hear Herb. We have Herb and Butch. Which one is which?
I'm Butch.
Okay, now if you hold on the count of three, you both say it at the same time. Okay. One, two, three.
Butch. My name is Butch, and this is my brother Herb.
Okay, all right, very good. And you guys look pretty similar. How do people usually tell you apart?
By our names.
By your name, okay. You guys wear shirts with names on it, or at least name tags?
Well, my mama, she counts our teeth. That's how she can tell the difference between us.
I got 12.
And
I got 13.
Butch is 13, okay.
Butch is 13, Herb is 12.
I got to come up with some kind of mnemonic device.
He got his molars, I didn't.
Oh, that's what happened? 12 teeth? Is six on top, six bottom, and everything even out, or is it some sort of weird...
I go every other.
Every other, okay. Doesn't necessarily answer the question, but
well, how do you want the question answered, brother?
Where are you guys from?
My house.
Okay. Herb's from his house with 12 teeth.
We're from El Paso, Texas. Come on, Herb. Don't be such a pain in the ass.
You just called me an entrepreneur. Yeah, manure.
He's got entrepreneur on his mind.
We're from El Paso, Texas. The great state of Texas.
Awesome.
A great state of Texas.
You guys gonna become an independent nation down there or what?
Oh, I tell you what, I wish we could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep all the riffraff out.
Now, is it... There are more things from Texas than just steers and queers, right? There's
chili, salsa.
Oh.
You know, I heard...
The Alamo.
That one guy gets his salsa from New York City. Can you believe it?
New York City!
Get a rope. Am I right, guys?
No shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's,
damn Yankees, that they can't make a good salsa.
Not to save their life. I can't do it.
They might dance as salsa. I don't even know why I know what that is.
Cha, cha, cha. Hey, Jason, let me just tell you.
My name is Jason, by the way.
Right. I know your name.
I'm Herb.
You were in the emails.
1, 2, 3, 4, 12. Yes, you are.
Anyway, just to let you know, Herb has a tendency to get aggressive. So,
start throwing his entrepreneur at me?
I just want you to know, and just so you just take it.
I'll take it easy on him.
Take it easy on him.
Any
how y'all find sexy ass ladies? Like to turn that over and fuck that from behind.
All right, that's
easy now, Butch. Yeah. Think of the pigs.
It's been a while.
Yikes! All right, well, I didn't bring you on to assault Molly.
Thank you.
I'll give her some salt in her eye. damn!
Cause like semen salty.
Woo-hoo.
That's, I guess, funny.
You're not charming anymore.
It's awful. You guys are being awful.
Baby, I ain't never been charming, all right? I get what I want, and I want what I get.
Is that a Rolling Stone song?
Boontang.
It's a Rolling Stone song thing. You fellas started a very successful hunting equipment retail store, as well as a product of your own creation. Can you guys talk a little bit about that?
Tell them the name of the store, Herb.
Well, we call it the Hunt Hut.
Oh, like in football?
Yeah, Hunt Hut.
Hike.
No, they ain't no. Well, you can go on a hike, like when you go hunting.
Yeah,
you go. And you go to the Hunt Hut.
I'm totally confused.
And you go on a hike.
Who's on third?
Butch.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 13. Yep, that's him.
No, it's called Hunt Hut.
Okay.
Hunt Hut.
Oh,
that's
Hunt,
what I said.
Hunt Hut. I heard Hut Hut Hike. I'm sorry.
No, Hunt Hut.
Hunt. Okay, so you guys started the Hunt Hut.
Like very pizza?
He got too
like
much
pizza?
Hair product
like
in
pizza?
His ears.
Like pizza?
Yeah, like Pizza Hunt Hut.
Right.
And you guys also have a very, like you've created something at your store that makes it unique from ever any other store out there.
Well, I tell you what, we got this new product.
You tell them.
It's going to make us the next Buck Dynasty.
Buck Dynasty.
Buck Dynasty.
Well, it can't be the Fuck Dynasty, so.
Well, yeah. Speak for yourself.
Let's get AMC on the phone.
I've been
guys?
Fucking for years. I've been fucking dynasties, dinosaurs for years.
Have you now?
Yeah. So me and Herb.
He lost me on that.
Me and Herb came up with this perfect. Okay, so everybody knows. Hold on, let me take a drink here. Hold on.
What y'all drinking?
Yeah, what are you drinking there?
Well, this is what our new line of.
Soft drink.
Well, no, it's not a soft drink. It's for hunting. All right. Okay. Now, what it is deer piss. All right.
What? Come again?
It's deer
piss.
No,
not deer comb, deer piss.
Right.
Oh, okay, thank you.
It's hard to gurgle when you're my age, but
you ever try to collect deer cum?
I'm not in the past.
It would be incredibly difficult
to collect it.
I would say so.
Like if I collect bottle caps, it'd be like something like that. Like collect deer cum.
One, I don't know why you would want to have such a collection.
Right, I don't either. I get that a lot.
So why'd you bring it up?
What are you gonna do? Throw it at a deer? You gonna stand up and throwing beer caps at the damn deer?
You just took a drink of deer piss.
Yes, sir.
And you swallowed.
I gurgled and swallowed. Gurgled and swallowed. That's the key.
You want to make something of it, city boy?
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. Yeah, please calm down, Herb.
Settle down. We're trying to sell our product.
You're going to shake that 12th tooth loose if you keep getting all riled up.
We're trying to sell our product here, Herb.
I'm sorry.
All right, just calm down.
You told him I was aggressive.
You did tell him.
Aggressive. Be aggressive. All right, anyway. Yes, so we... You always use deer piss to put it on, like, to attract deer. You put it on your clothes.
I have heard that.
Well, we've devised a new system, all right? We take deer piss, put it in a can, but we add a secret ingredient that'll make the deer come straight to you. You won't even have to shoot them. They'll come straight to you and just lean, fall down.
The Colonel ain't the only one with a secret recipe.
Right. We add a special ingredient.
What is that ingredient? I got to know. Can you tell us? Really think about it. Take some time to think about it. Molly and I are going to talk about her sushi exploits.
Well, you don't...
Sushi.
California
sushi,
rolls?
What the hell is
California rolls?
California rolls.
All right, so what we do is we put dough...
A female
estrogen.
Deer.
Dough estrogen okay. In with deer pee.
The female juice.
You drink... Yeah, you drink it and gargle it.
The female jism.
Oh, just like that. You get up in that tree... Oof. Those fucking deer will come to you,
those
fall down, and say, I'll get in your truck if you want me to.
They will speak.
Now, are these female deer or male deer that this attracts?
Male. Well, they may be, I mean, they might be some of them
we don't
queer
shoot.
Does.
We don't
queer deer, as we say.
Yeah,
queer deer.
We don't shoot does, all right? We only shoot bucks with a big fucking rack, baby. Just like you got
you go,
a big fucking rack.
Go big or go home.
36 point buck I got last fall.
That's incredible. 36 point? I don't think it really is necessary to call Molly's breasts a giant rack.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to speak for you, by
hey,
all means.
Jason.
Violate her.
Down in Texas, we know our way to
everything's
our
bigger in Texas. Everything.
36 points, yeah, I would say. It's
36 point of lights, just like Jesus.
I don't get that one.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart
of Texas.
Texas.
Yeehaw.
Take it to Molly, the bank.
Molly, do you have any neighbors here?
Hot damn!
No, actually, I don't.
All right. No, no sweat then, fellas. Nope. Be as loud as you like.
Yep.
Honestly, you look a bizarre drinking deer piss and swallowing it.
Right.
But what you're saying makes a lot of sense.
Of course it does. Everything we make do makes sense.
I got to say, this it sounds like a great idea, and I can see why it's, you know, primed to take off. You guys are probably going to start getting a lot of people working for you if you don't already provide a lot of local jobs.
Hunthut.com.
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 We will put it in the show notes. Absolutely.
Yeah, we currently have some undocumented Mexicans working for us.
Illegals?
Oh, Obama's going to help you out, I think, with that soon.
Yeah, believe me, when we heard his speech the other day, we were like, thank God.
The only good thing...
That black guy knows what he's doing. I don't care. I don't understand what everybody's bitching about. That guy knows exactly what he's doing. Leave the Mexicans in here so we can make this stuff.
So does your product have any kind of guarantee?
I guarantee a goddamn 36-point buck will jump in the back of your truck, fall over, and say, I'm ready to go home.
Hunthut.com.
Hunthut.com. Let's see. Yeah, that we're definitely going to put that in the show notes. I promise you.
Butter.
What's that?
You butter.
I feel the threat, and I am thoroughly intimidated.
He's not being threatening. He's a very intense feller.
Just do y'all check your guns at the door,
honey?
Concealed carry. I believe
I have my gun with me at all times.
you're cocking it at us too. I don't know why. Like, oh shit! Everyone down.
My bad.
Christ. Ferguson's hitting a little too close to home. Whew, man. Everyone cool? Cooler heads are prevailing?
Please don't do that again.
It wasn't out of aggression. I just aimed it up at the sky.
Herb, sit down, please. Oh, Jesus.
I asked you not to do that, please.
Blake and Molly just got this place repaired after the storm. You're putting a new ceiling light in here. Or daylight. Is that what that's called?
Skylight.
A sunroom?
Oof.
Herb, why don't you get your gun ready?
Hunthut.com! What happened?
Come on. Cut it out, guys. Put the guns away.
All right, guns down.
This is very contradictory to what I'm about ready to ask you, but right now we're in the middle of deer hunting season, and you're supposed to also be talking to our listeners about hunting safety. And while you're not technically hunting a deer, hopefully, you're definitely firing your weapons off. Let me get back on track here, and maybe you guys can tell us some of the most important things to keep in mind while hunting, and maybe some things that people might not think of.
Make sure you always have 6 beers with you.
Yes, 6
no
minimum.
Less.
Okay. 6
at minimum. A given time.
And it's a really good idea to wear a lot of camouflage.
Okay.
Don't wear
the pink kind.
Oh yeah, right. don't wear I've the seen pink.
Don't,
camo.
Do not I don't know who the hell they're blending in with.
Jeez.
These sound like terrible ideas, but I am not a hunter, and you guys are experts.
You ain't from Texas. You don't know how it's done.
Those are both true. I have to lean on you guys for support here.
Right.
It sounds terrible, but this is the best way to go about hunting.
Right.
And it's safety.
Safety first. That's my middle name is Safety First.
What your middle name is? It's Butch Safety First Buck. Okay.
Correct.
Mine is Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Okay.
Buck.
But last name, same last name.
My mom was a big fan.
Safety first.
Yep.
And what's second, you think?
Second what?
Correct. Yep. What else about safety?
What else about safety? Well, it's always a good idea to have a picture in your back pocket.
Of a girl.
It brings good luck.
And okay. Something to look at when you're bored in
the deer stand. Yeah, and you're up there in a tree stand, and just, you know, you're kind of bored, ain't got nothing going on. You're whoo-do-do-do-do, whip that out.
Them bucks ain't the only thing rutting up against trees.
Next thing you know.
Now, whoo-do-do-do, is that a deer call that you guys use?
You never heard no whoo-do-do-do?
Oh, shit, whoo-do-do-do, god damn. That's turkey season, but whoo-do-do-do is what you do when you're turkey hunting. God, these people from Illinois are fucking
I'm sorry.
Dumb.
So that's a but you're
yeah. Say it again, Herb.
Pawpaw Buck taught us the whoo-do-do-do years ago, we passed off from generation to generation. I got like 5 little bastards at home learning how to do whoo-do-do-do.
Jesus, good God, guys!
I did too many dudes.
You sounded too much like a turkey where you fooled your own brother and he just took a shot in the kitchen.
I was like, what?
No. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. The feathers are flying. Criminy. Man.
Texas.
So you always, I am.
Go
not,
Longhorns.
So you say woot de doo de doo to.
Don't say it.
I'm not as good as you. No, don't put the gun down. Jesus. I'm not. Okay. So you say that while you're pulling a picture of a girl out of your back pocket. Or when you're trying to hunt a turkey.
Right, right.
Okay, so both the, it works in both of those instances.
God damn, that, you're pretty quick, son.
Hey, you know what? I'm trying to glean as
Maybe
much
Maybe we should bring him into the business, but nope. Cinnabon, okay.
Nope, he's from Illinois.
Yeah.
It's true, I am from Illinois.
Look how long his hair is.
It is,
He kind of
Now, Tits like over a girl. Here, I might, I wouldn't mind bringing her into the business, giving her the business.
Will you guys at least consider having me on? I do have a pretty mouth.
What's that supposed to mean?
I only got 12 teeth. Are you, that an insult?
Not at all. I think I have about
Herb,
the same.
Herb, I think he's getting lippy with you.
I think I'm going to get smacked, but it's going to happen with the butt end of my gun. See how pretty his mouth is after that.
All right. So those are some pretty excellent safety tips, if I do say so myself.
Don't you want to know where we get the deer estrogen from?
I do. Yeah, that's a good thing to know.
It comes from deer.
Hold on. I'm going to make a note of that. I think a lot of our listeners want to know.
A doe, yes, is a female deer.
And Ray is
Ray,
what?
A drop of golden sun.
What about me?
It's a name I call myself.
And how about Far?
It's a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread.
Uh-huh.
Why y'all looking at me like this?
No,
I just because I'm from Texas and I'm a country boy, I can't enjoy the fucking sound of music. Jeez. Julie Andrews is a saint.
That's true. What do you do with a problem like Maria, you think? How do you handle a problem like Maria? Oh, geez, that's how you do it. That'll shut her the hell up pretty quick, one.
I don't even know what the hell's going on.
He gets mad at me. Sometimes I'm running through the fields and twirling around like a princess, screaming about the hills are alive. He's just wanting to shoot deer. But
I'm like, Herb, turn around.
I get carried away.
There's two things that come from Texas, right? So that makes sense.
The Alamo.
The Alamo, that's right. Have you guys ever been to the Alamo, the basement of the Alamo?
There's no basement in the Alamo.
Do you think we are some kind of fucking dumbasses?
I don't think that.
All right, let's get to what we're really here for.
Where do you get?
Our product, it takes deer piss. All right, we call it deer dew.
Deer do.
It took everything I had not to push that button. Anyway, so the deer do is why we're here. All right.
Okay.
We sell deer do, and we want you to buy it at.
Well, that's why you guys are here.
The website is called
huhhut.com.
Now, I want to know how you get the estrogen from the deer.
You milk them.
It's very simple. I mean, that's a good. You know what? You're a smart young lady, and I think I'll take you home and fuck you.
Gee, come on. Come on, guys.
Hey, I got nothing to do with this.
All right. So what you do is we trap the female deer and extract it with a turkey baster.
Oh, my. Okay. That's, I mean.
It's pretty simple if you think about it.
That's as far as. Come on. Come on. We got to stop
Y'all
saying
said turkey.
That. We got to stop.
I thought
saying.
We were turkey hunting. Stop. I got the woot doo doo.
Don't say it. Oh my God! You guys are not getting your deposit back. I tell you what, Molly.
Woo! Texas.
Whew. Okay. So you guys have the safety tips. You got the deer. You got a business that's expanding almost daily, and people can go to. I think you have a website. I can't.
Huhhut.com.
Do you guys? Are you guys avid hunters yourself?
What do you think?
I think you might be. A little
I think that's a stupid fucking question.
Well, I don't. Maybe you've retired. Maybe you hung up the hunter's hat. Now that you're focusing on deer piss.
What am I gonna do? Floss?
You save a lot of time with only 12 teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So six on top.
You fixing to look to join
Herb,
me?
Herb, come on, get it together.
You want me to join you in a session of flossing? Is that what you're inviting me for?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No. Come on.
You do that again, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, little lady, I'd be much obliged if you kick my ass.
No.
He's a cowboy now.
Hey, wait a minute. Am I in this bit?
No, Dirk, you're not.
We're a couple weeks from the next episode, I think, of the Spaghetti Western, Dirk.
Well, fuck this shit. I'm going to go home and have fun with Peggy's leg. Goodbye, everybody.
Who the fuck was that?
Wow. What a show.
That's disgusting.
Oh, I gotta do what a man's gotta do, baby. Sometimes you gotta spit.
The do. Ugh. Sometimes it's better coming out than going in.
Hell yeah.
So you guys are hunters. You're not too busy mixing up deer piss for your business. Can I ask, what animal do you guys primarily hunt?
Porcupine.
Ooh. Porcupine?
I think they're fun to shoot.
Same porcupine for you as well, Butch?
Well, we've hunted deer, we've hunted turkeys.
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, that's not... No, come on!
But me and Herb, we have another pastime. We like to hunt.
Oh, checkers?
No, we like to hunt
the most dangerous game?
The most dangerous game of all.
Black rhino.
Nah.
Oh, the hippo. The hippopotamus.
Nah.
Tarantulas?
We hunt men.
Huh? That's okay, that's pretty funny, I guess. But seriously,
hunt men.
Does it look
like we're joking? Look at us.
Your every other teeth situation makes you look like a jack-o'-lantern, so...
My mouth is closed right now, big boy.
Herb, yes, you look like you're joking.
Maybe we should invite
But her. You do not.
We should invite this guy to the ranch, I think so.
I don't know that I want to go to your ranch now that you're telling me that you hunt men.
What do you mean you hunt men?
Very simple, young lady.
If you have a penis,
we'll hunt you.
You're a man.
You guys know this is being recorded and broadcasted for posterity, right?
Posterity? Well, I'm sitting as tall as I can.
Posture. You know,
stay with me, honey.
You know we're recording, right? I mean, you guys are talking about shooting men, hunting men.
We didn't say who.
Yeah, we didn't say we're going to shoot. We're going to
shoot. Juan Valdez.
You're going to shoot Juan Valdez?
Him and his fucking donkey.
If you were to try to
Shrek attract... got a donkey, we ain't going to be shooting him because he's not a man. He's a goddamn ogre.
That's true. No one can fault you
for the
truth.
I don't know what you're talking about. You drank too much of that dough piss, and it is messing with your mind.
How much time do we have?
It feels like it's been an eternity.
It really has.
I will say that despite these current revelations, as a dedicated journalist who went to school for liberal arts and science, I feel that I must continue this interview through to its completion.
That's fine. I got all night. You got all night, Herb?
Yeah.
Why hunt man? Is it because he's the most dangerous game?
You want to take this? You want to take this? Okay. Why do we hunt men?
You ever look in the eyes of a man?
No.
While staring down the barrel of a gun?
Yes.
You just said no.
I'm sorry?
You just said no.
I was talking
so
to
which
Molly.
Is it?
I was talking to Molly about those California rolls.
You want to do it right now?
Do what? You want to go out for sushi with me?
Nah.
We're knocking on 10 o'clock. We're not going to make it anywhere.
I'm saying me and you.
Yeah.
Go get amigo, amigo.
Mano y mano.
Entre manure out in the alley.
They don't serve sushi out there, friend.
We don't have an alley.
And you see how your blood gets boiling when you're looking down the barrel of your gun
at
a scared little man?
Yes. Herb, look at me.
What?
All right, listen.
Get your gun out of your brother's face.
Listen, Herb. Calm down.
Hut,
tell him the website.
.com.
All right.
What's the website?
Hut.com.
Don't say the C word. That's so nasty for a woman to
that
say.
That is our sister's website. Jolene has got her own side business. We are not affiliated.
The cunt hut?
Sometimes I film the video. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Sometimes I'm in the video.
With your sister?
You shouldn't have told him that.
Cunt hut. That, if that's read wrong, it could sound like cunt hut, though, couldn't it?
Yeah, let's get back to it.
No, I want to focus on Cunt Hut.
Okay, it's fine with me.
who are these people that you guys are hunting anyway? Are they? Don't their friends or family realize that
nobody's
gone
gonna miss them?
Nope. We take a select few of the best of our undocumented workers.
Here's a good
the people you hire to work for you.
There's a screening process.
Yeah, we pick the fastest one.
To give them the best chance.
It's gamier.
Right, yeah. Their meat's not as tough.
So tender meat.
It's not gamey.
Spicy, though.
So you guys are hunting undocumented Mexican workers that you hire.
Thank you for bringing it back. Yes. Thank you for getting where you were supposed to go.
It's okay because we hired them.
Yeah, we can
do tell them up front what they're signing up for. Yeah. They don't understand English. It ain't my fault.
We're like, you can go back to Mexico or you can work here until I decide to shoot you.
And they're like, si.
No comprende. Español.
Chicle.
That's awful. That's... Well, I have to ask.
I'm sorry. Why are we?
Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I can't believe that we had these people.
Oh, Jesus! Get down.
I think it's time to wrap this up. Get them the fuck out of my apartment.
Well, I've got four more questions for them.
They need to be one word answers.
The first one of those four questions are: What techniques do you employ while hunting men?
Well. Herb was a genius, and
he's clearly a genius.
His motto has always been, "If it's yellow, let it mellow." Mm-hmm. All right, and so we took that, and then our deer do, and we said, "How can we get these Mexicans? How can we shoot them?"
I think I see where you're going.
We're from Texas, the yellow rose,
right? So
you know
that's true.
Amarillo,
genius.
Amarillo by morning. George Strait. Now, goddamn, he sold out the goddamn Cowboy Dome. That son of a bitch is amazing. Anyway, so we take the Mexicans, they go into pee when we give them a break. Okay?
You're undocumented workers.
Undocumented workers, so they don't matter. So it's a Barack Obama.
Okay.
All right. And they pee once in a while. All right.
As a
person does. we capture that pee. We don't let it go down the drain. We capture the pee. Yellow. Mellow. Just remember.
Yeah,
that.
If it's yellow, you got to let it mellow.
Yep. And so we collect that, and then we add some hot sauce to it.
Spicy. So
put it in a can.
And now you're now
bottoms
you're
up.
That. So the same
Mexicans
technique
are gonna
that
come,
you do
Mexicans
for,
are going to come running about 5 seconds.
The same technique you employ for getting deer to
yes,
come
sir.
To you.
Yes, sir.
You do that for Mexicans, but instead of deer estrogen, you use
hot sauce and Mexican piss.
I have to say,
Ocho Libre.
That's pretty ingenious, honestly. And you said the genius
Herb. Herb is the genius of this. Herb is the genius of this outfit.
I'm Herb.
What's the website they go to, Herb?
I forgot.
It's hut.com.
Very good, Herb. Very good.
I think Herb had one job today, promoting the website, and you're doing
smacking
it
the shit out of you.
Jesus, he is aggressive.
Be aggressive.
Do you guys have any remorse for these egregious actions?
No remorse.
What's
no
egregious?
Regret. Egregious is when you walk up to somebody and say, "Nice to meet you."
Oh,
father.
Right. The guy at Walmart.
Egregious and Kathy Lee.
Yeah, that's a good one. Herb, that's better than mine. That was better than mine. God damn.
No, no remorse.
You know what, honey? The more I look at you, I'm like a bull, and you got that red shirt on. I just want to reach over to this table and just fuck your pussy.
Jesus, that is.
Is that wrong?
I don't think I've ever been to a bullfight quite like that, but you know.
Molly, you better
Jason,
take that
gonna red
shirt off.
They're going to have to go. They're going to have to go.
Different okay, strokes. Right.
They're going to have to go.
Just a few more questions.
It, because I'm going to take him out back. And
I'll tell you. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. This girl, I like her more and more. She reminds me a lot of Mama, Herb. She reminds me a lot of Mama. Nice tits, nice ass. Just like Mama.
Boy, I tell you what.
Mama had a nice
I don't talk
rack.
To women like this. Maybe that's why I'm having trouble. Maybe I need to be more direct. And by more direct, I mean use a plethora of four-letter words.
I would give it a shot and see what happens.
Okay. Good
what deal. You got wrong with four-letter word? My first name's four letters.
So it's mine.
No, it ain't.
Mine's five. Oh, yes. I got an extra
you
letter.
You have one more tooth, and you got one more letter in your name.
I'm glad
thanks for rubbing it in.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
You got an extra inch, too.
Does something... come on. Oh, jeez.
Just in case he says it again.
Are we about done?
We're about done. Are you really got to get out of here? If you have to leave, don't let me stop you, please.
Do you have to take a piss? Because we'll collect it. We can start a new product.
That's how you hunt hot bitches.
Yep.
You collect hot bitches from pee and... Hey, does your boob make that milky stuff when you squeeze it? That's just an idea. I'm just trying to think of products.
Yeah.
No.
I like duck. Okay, listen here. We want to be like Buck Dynasty, you know? Like Duck Dynasty, they got their names on everything, you know? They got plates, they got blankets, they got, you know, kites, they got...
Shampoo.
That's where we want Buck Dynasty to be.
Conditioner.
Right. And so maybe... Hey, Herb, Put them on tampons. Put our faces on tampons.
Body wash.
I am pretty sure the guys from Duck Dynasty would not be as horribly disgusting as you.
Have you ever seen or that?
Oh, no.
Have you ever seen them take a bath? No, you haven't.
Too much deer piss. Guys, let's get back on track here, okay?
Honey, I've been on track since the day I was born, ma'am.
Just call me ma'am and honey?
Oh, shit. Fuck that motherfucker.
That chaps her ass, just so you know. When you call her ma'am, that really you know chaps that, her ass.
Hey, Jason, listen up. It's not going to be the only thing chapping her ass, all right?
No, I get it that you want to have sexual relations with her.
I'm going to bang her so hard that it's going to chap her ass.
I understand.
All right, tattoo. Huh.com on that ass.
Why did you say calm for? Are you saying?
Because we make the letters longer.
Oh, okay. I thought you
Herb, were... they have a sale on formal pajama bottoms. If you and I let's go get some of those. I think your brother Butch here and Molly have some business to take care of.
Pajama pants.
Yeah, you want some formal pajama pants for
church? Go full commando when I sleep.
Fair enough.
I was waiting for you to say it, Herb, but you didn't. All right. Well, hey, thank you guys very much for having us. Molly? Is that right? Molly?
Mm-mm.
Oh. All right. Hey, sex slave, meet me outside.
Thanks for wrapping up the interview, Butch. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Get the fuck out.
Wow. That was,
Texas!
Yeah, I think maybe we should...
I can't wait to have those guys back.
No. I think maybe we should probably... I did not let Blake pick him anymore. I don't know.
Pick the interviews?
But pick interview people.
But he's built such an intricate network.
Well, they're fucked up. Something fierce. Those were horrible people.
I'll give you that, but they sure liked you.
Well, I didn't like them. They can go fuck a horse. But
between the two of them, they had a full set of teeth.
Oh, shit. Well,
Jesus Christ. I think it's time to move on.
Hey, we got that cord out of here, finally.
Yeah, we got the cord out of here.
Thanks for getting the cord out, guys.
That thing's fucking heavy.
Girth. Hit it.
Wow. All right. Upcoming release schedule. Here's what's going on. Episode 167, we got Slam Tilt is now available. Episode 168, Advance Copy Dustin is now available.
Hey, you're famous, buddy.
Hey, side note, why does it smell like piss in here now?
You know what? That's a great question.
Okay. Is it just me?
How about an answer? No answer? Bueller?
I guess
Bueller?
We'll find out in post.
I gotta scratch and sniff or something?
We just interviewed a couple of guys who were drinking deer piss.
Okay, because it totally smells like piss over here.
Well, that's because they were drinking deer piss.
That's fantastic.
I think that was their beer.
Oh, was that?
Oh, yeah, don't.
Was
that
the Buck Brothers?
That was the Buck Brothers. Don't touch those cans. They're full of pee-pee.
I always fucking miss.
Now my stomach's full of pee-pee.
You know what? I booked these guys, and something always happens, and I miss them. God.
We didn't miss much.
Hopefully two episodes from now, I'll be able to stay here and see our next guest.
Maybe so, but then something might happen to me where I have to leave.
It might happen.
We'll see.
Jesus Christ. Episode 169. This episode, inevitably entitled With Great Power Comes a Free Stick of Chewing Gum, will be available on Friday, December 5th. Episode 170, our next live episode will be available on Monday, December 15th and released on Friday, December 19th. And don't forget, Friday, December 5th is bathtub day.
Woo!
Who even takes baths? You're just marinating in your own sick. It's like turning your clothes inside out and calling them clean. I say no bathtub day. Let's see if that takes off. Also on Friday, December 5th is Day of the Ninja. Think you can flip off a wall like those parkour what fools in the YouTube videos? Think again. This day should be reserved for sushi and Bruce Lee films only.
Hey, Jason, can you read that one real quick?
You want me to read that one?
Yeah, read that one, would you?
Sure. Also, on Friday, December 5th is Day of the Ninja. Think you can flip off of walls like those parkour fools in the YouTube videos? Think again. This day should be reserved for sushi and Bruce Lee films only. And that's the IBWIP guarantee.
Huhhuh.com. How's that for a ninja, city boy? I just snuck up on you.
Woo-hoo. Hey, beat it, fellas.
All right.
Also, Please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Awesome. Pretty good, Molly.
Thanks.
I appreciate you being on the show.
Not exactly sure what I did wrong with that thingy. What did I do wrong with there? The parkour thing. Is that it? Parkour?
Hardcore parkour.
Did
hardcore
I just not parkour. Say it right?
Yeah. All right, well, folks, that was 169.
I get it. I get it. It's like a sexual position with a one in front of it.
Yep. Because
Hey, but turn it upside down.
It's still the same.
The top goes on the bottom, and the bottom is the top.
Yep. What did the zero say to the eight?
7, 8, 9.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for checking out episode 169 of A Burns IP. Thank you for always tuning in on Stitcher, iTunes. And by the way, on iTunes, just search IBWIP now. Don't have to type in A Burns IP. Just IBWIP on
That's
iTunes.
It. I'll get you there.
I'll get you there. Rate us while you're on there, because supposedly you can get ranked on iTunes if you're funny.
And if you give us 5 stars, rumor has it you can get upwards of $1,000 sent right to your
house. Yep. We have a grant.
Allegedly.
Yep. Dustin, do you have anything to plug?
Nah.
All right. Molly, do you have anything to plug?
No.
I'll just plug my next appearance, which will probably be 2 weeks from now.
All right. And how about you, Jason? Anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm going to be heading over to Taco John's right after this, so if anyone wants to meet me over there for some sopapilla bites.
Potato Olays.
Or a potato Olay, sure.
I like potato Olays.
Sure.
Grilled stuffed taco.
Yeah, come on over and you know, grab a bite with me real quick. I'm just going to be hanging out, probably sitting by myself in the corner booth, per usual.
Yeah, that's all right. You don't cry, do you?
What song are we listening to?
You don't... I don't know what song we listen to.
Well, I'll tell you what song we're going to listen to. We are going to listen to Liquor Store by The Meat Purveyors.
We here at IBWIP have so many things to be thankful for, such as Magnum condoms, chloroform, chiclets, and of course, our 3 loyal listeners.
Well, my neighbor came over about 11 o'clock, said he didn't go to work because his car didn't start. But he's coming later, gonna pull the carburetor. Can you give me a ride to the liquor store? Under the potatoes in the vegetable crisper was a natural light that I hid from my sister. There wasn't enough Jack to even bother knocking back. Time to take a ride to the liquor store. He says I got 2 5s and they're burning a hole in my pocket. We can get another 20 if we take this box of tools and hawk it. Well, my wife won't get home till 3:45. Can you give me a ride to the liquor store? Give me a ride to the liquor store.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.